fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good day. This is James McCanny, and John Moore is having a little problem with his computer. He's booting it up as we speak, I'm told by the engineers, and will be here shortly. So sometimes I'm the one missing at the beginning of Wednesday's show. But I'm here today, luckily, and John always has a prepper tip of the day, so I'll wait for that. But a day ago, this is an interesting story. I'm not sure what happened, but the Mercola, I'm sure everybody knows who Dr. Mercola is, www.mercola.com, and his webpage disappeared. And so, at any rate, it's back now, and so I'm not sure what happened. And if you hear some noise, there happens to be a gaggle of geese going by where I am right now. And so anyway, I don't know if you can hear that on the over the air. But chemotherapy, this is the top story on Mercola's page, is the studies have been actually there for a long time, and I've been a proponent of alternative cancer treatment for a long time, as you probably know. But Mercola's top story is chemotherapy is losing, losing its luster. By the way, today is June 20th, 2018, as John always announces, our year, the year of our Lord, which is the Julian calendar we live under. Started in Rome a couple thousand years ago. But so people considering chemotherapy, if you have been diagnosed with cancer. And I also want to mention this. These are studies that came out that there's an overdiagnosis of people with cancer. Am I hearing John?
Jim, I'm here. Good morning, sir.
Well, John, I was just talking about chemotherapy and the overdiagnosis of people with cancer. I am a particular, I would call, a victim of that myself. I was diagnosed with cancer probably 8 years ago with prostate cancer. They had me set up for chemotherapy, surgery, and of course I had no intention of doing that. And it turned out I had an infection. Right. And with some pills that was cured, but I know people, friends of mine, who say they are in remission when it's probable that they never had cancer in the first place. Same with women's breast cancer overdiagnosis. It's estimated that as many as three times as many women have breast removal as a therapy when they don't even have cancer in the first place. But John, since you're back, I'll turn it over to you.
Well, we'll do some follow-up on that, and thank you, sir, for jumping right in there. Well, first of all, we'll do our prepper tip of the day. I want everybody who has optics on their firearms to do the following. First, make sure the optics are good and tight. That means properly attached and good and tight and solid. Second, that they're properly sighted in, and third but not last, that they're functioning in the way they should function. For example, if they got an illuminated reticle, that the illuminated reticle is working properly. That's a proper tip of the day. Well, cancer is the modern plague. I work with several doctors, both medical and chiropractors, Jim. And one of the doctors I worked with, he says he's found that about half or more of the men's prostate cancer diagnosis are not cancer at all. I've seen this myself. I took a PSA test about, it's going to be 16, 18 years ago. And they said I had a PSA at a level of 12. And they said, that's elevated. It's dangerous. You need to get further testing, biopsy. So I went and talked to an oncologist, and he says, I wish they'd stop sending me you guys with this slightly elevated PSA. It's nothing to be worried about. There's a lot of misunderstanding within the medical community, Jim, of what the normal range of a PSA is. And I saw this recently with one of my brothers. He had a slightly elevated. It was about the same as mine was 18 years ago. And I said, don't worry about it. You know, it's nothing. But they scared him to the point where he went and took multiple radiation treatments for something that really didn't need to be done. But they put – people are so fearful when they get told by somebody with a white lab coat and a stethoscope hanging around their neck and all these credentials on the wall that they have cancer, that they basically line up and do whatever they're told to do with cut, burn, poison, surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation. Chemotherapy should be called chemical poisoning, quite frankly, because that's what it is. Now, a quick follow-up on that, Jim. I encourage people to read the book titled World Without Cancer. The author is G. Edward Griffin, and he presents a lot of evidence about the truth behind the cancer industry. It is, in fact, a multi-billion dollar industry. But if you don't want to get cancer, do what I do. You can chew and swallow 10 apricot kernels per day, 5 in the morning, 5 in the afternoon. There's no documented evidence of anybody who's ever done that ever getting cancer, ever. If you do what I just mentioned, chew and swallow 10 apricot kernels a day, you can't get cancer because you're putting that B17, also called Laetril, in your bloodstream. It's natural and it's normal to have cancer cells in your body all the time. All people all the time, even the healthiest Olympic athletes, have cancer cells in their body. That's normal. That's expected. To keep the cancer cells in check and to keep them from multiplying and becoming an issue, you chew and swallow 10 apricot kernels a day, and you can't get cancer. My wife was diagnosed in January with stage 4 breast cancer, and she says, John, are you angry with me for not eating apricot kernels these past 18 years like you've been? And I said, no, dear, I'm not angry. I'm sad. I'm disappointed, but I'm not angry. It's so simple and it's so inexpensive. I've been trying to get the word out here, Jim, for on my radio show probably for 6 or 8 years about the apricot kernels and how you can't get cancer if you chew and swallow 10 apricot kernels a day, 5 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon. You got any follow-up to that, Jim?
Absolutely. I was in Ecuador, as many people know. It was during the time when the earthquakes were going on. I was doing some other studies, but I stopped into a restaurant, and it was morning. I was the only person there, and the man came out who was owner, and he put on a record, and it was beautiful. It was an Italian kind of a lullaby thing, and he stood there and looked over the countryside, and I said, well, that's nice music. And he said, yeah, he said, every day I come out here and celebrate that my life, I still have my life. And he had cancer, and terminal cancer. And he was, you know, his stomach, he couldn't eat. He was on his deathbed. The doctor sent him home to die. And he said, I'm going to look around. So he went to a clinic in Mexico. He was one of 60 in what he called his class. And they were all terminal, like arm, or what do you call it, in bed, dying type of condition. And he walked out of there after his therapy, which was cleaning with fruits and juices and doing durazno, is what it's called in Spanish. But it's a small apricot seed. And he broke some right in front of me and ate them. And he said, you put them under your tongue in front. And he said, if you chew them, you don't get the same effect because your digestive juices break down a lot of the enzymes. So you put it under your tongue, and it takes about 45 minutes. And he took about 10 a day also. But he had completely cured himself, and I know it's illegal to say that. I'm just repeating what came from this man. He presented me an entire study that was done, and I still have that study. But anyway, he said that you put them under your tongue to take them because you get more benefit, and it does.
Well, I would, yeah, that makes sense. What I would do in that regard, I would chew it and not swallow it, and I'll probably start doing that this evening, and just let the broken up pieces lay underneath my tongue. That particular mucous membrane underneath your tongue will instantly transmit whatever's there, whether it's sodium fluoride from your toothpaste or the laetrile from the apricot kernels, into your bloodstream. That's what's unique and special about that particular mucous membrane under your tongue.
Right.
But it's not illegal, Jim. And here's the deal with legality. A person who has a medical license as a medical doctor, if they prescribe laetrile, also called B17, to a person who has cancer, they will lose their license. They won't be prosecuted for a crime, making it illegal. They will lose their license to practice medicine. Now, since you don't have a license to practice medicine and I don't have a license to practice medicine, and we're not accepting money, that's where the line in the sand is. I don't accept money to give people medical advice. We can tell people all day long all the medical advice we want to, and not have any concerns. And as Crocodile Dundee would say, no worries, mate. So
yeah, the whole cancer industry, it is the biggest cash cow for the American Medical Association and the medical industry, because a chemotherapy treatments can run as much as $10,000. And, you know, so every patient is, really a nice boat payment for the doctor, for the clinics. It's a moneymaker. And without that, the medical industry would shrink to one-tenth of its current size.
Here's a bit of irony. I sometimes like irony. I don't know how many pharmaceutical companies manufacture laetrile, but one of them is in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri, and they manufacture laetrile there, and they ship it to Mexico and Germany and all over the planet, and routinely cure cancer with it. But a medical doctor across the street from where the laetrile is manufactured here in St. Louis will lose his license if he was to prescribe it to one of his patients who had cancer. And I found that a bit of irony, don't you, sir?
Yeah, the whole cancer issue is huge, excuse me, and it has to be dealt with on a realistic basis. There was Robert Kennedy's son is, I believe, working in the Trump administration on exactly these issues.
He is.
And I'm not sure what progress they're making, but the AMA is a huge, powerful association that makes their own rules and laws. And like you say, the person, and this is the case with taxation or gun control or many other things, what they try and do is pit the government against the individual, and the individual has no say. So, yeah, the poor woman is sitting there. The doctor comes in and says, those lumps in your breast, ma'am, are cancerous. You need, you know, and the woman is, her life has just been devastated. And right. So about 75% of the women who go through surgery did not need it because they never had cancer in the first place, and they're listed on the cure list of people who've been cured of cancer when they never had it in the first place.
Well, let's this is a worthwhile discussion, Jim. I know just enough about this to be dangerous. The men and women who go to these clinics in Mexico, here's American men and American women, here's the typical profile. They're diagnosed with cancer here in the United States. They begin the protocols recommended by the oncologist, which is either surgery or radiation or chemotherapy or two or three together combined. All of which fail. At the end of tens of thousands of dollars and untold misery, the oncologist tells them, well, we've done everything we can. It's time for you to get strong pain medications and go home and wait to die. That's when they decide to go to Mexico, when they're at stage four and everything else has failed. Now, here's a quick heads up for all you people listening out there. The protocols used to successfully treat cancer in Mexico, they still save well more than half of these people who come there with stage four terminal cancer. If these people would come there initially with the initial diagnosis prior to any surgery, prior to any radiation, prior to any chemotherapy, they would have a virtual 100% success rate. Once you've begun these protocols of chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, you dramatically decrease the chances of these alternative therapies being successful. So don't wait. I've seen this, I doubt there's anyone listening to me who has not had a relative or a friend diagnosed with cancer or diagnosed themselves. The bottom line is, don't wait. You either begin these alternative therapies yourself, or you spend the equivalent of getting a nice new transmission for your Ford pickup truck, about $4,000, and just go to Mexico and go through the protocols and get cured.
Well, the other thing, John, is the cost. A lot of people mortgage their house. And the doctors know this because that's their one source of income when they get to that age. So they go, they get the, but it's a lot more than a transmission of a Ford pickup truck. A lot of these people are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. They go into debt and all of their retirement is gone. Their house investment is gone and it gets sucked into the criminal medical empire.
That's right.
And they are victims, not only medically, but financially. But
absolutely.
The other thing is that the Durazno, the seed, what's in there, what it does is it boosts your immune system, which is totally capable of curing, of eliminating any symptoms of cancer. And that's what it does. It's your body that does this. It's just that when people get older, and I know this from there was
hold that, Jim. Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break coming up. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 20th of June, visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, before we get back to our conversation here about cancer, you have not one but two weekly radio shows. Please tell people how they can listen live and to the archives, if you would, please, sir.
6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the largest, most powerful radio station in the world. Shortwave, it's heard worldwide, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroads. And then my paid cast is weekly, $3.95 a month. You can join it on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And every week there's another 1 hour deep dive into scientific topics. Right now I'm dealing with propulsion systems related to my book Atlantis to Tesla, The Colburn Connection. And then also book offers there that are half price on my ebook set. So you'll find that on my webpage. And tomorrow night, by the way, John, I was going to interview a guy named Robert Schuller, and he was a student at Cornell, where I happened to spend a few years as a faculty member. And he quit as a student because the course he was in on GMO, which is related to the whole cancer issue, Monsanto, and that's an issue I hope we talk about today too, being purchased by Bayer. But he quit and raised a big stink on campus, a very similar thing to what I did as a faculty member. What I raised a stink about was NASA using satellite data and insider trading, basically changing it to support their pet theories. And needless to say, it didn't go over well with the reigning Carl Sagan, king of Cornell at the time, nor the other people. But Robert Schuller quit as a student and started to expose Monsanto control of Cornell University and the agriculture school, which is very, very big at Cornell. So anyway, that's just a little side note. But I'll be talking more about that in my show tomorrow night.
Okay, I'll see.
But the point is, John, that every time I go to interview this guy, all of my Skype goes down, my ability to record shuts off. I've not been able to interview this guy.
Amazing. There's a free download at my website at thelibertyman.com under on the right-hand side. It's free downloads. This is the protocols used in Mexico to safely, easily, cheaply cure cancer. It's 41 pages. It's titled The Ultimate Guide to B17 Metabolic Therapy. It's a free download there. Anybody can download it and use it to cure themselves of cancer. And what we're doing with my wife, Dr. Moore, is our own customized version of this. And it's a process. And it doesn't happen overnight. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Michael in New York. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, JR. Good morning, Professor McKinney. Hey, guys. Appreciate the conversation very much. I'd like to shed a little more light. The AMA, American Medical Association, started by the Croc, David Rockefeller, displacing natural doctors that were the only kind of doctors previously in the up to the mid-1900s. And they forced them out and then brought in their version of medicine, which is basically, which a lot of people are going to be shocked to hear, is petroleum-based. And so there's the Rockefellers hiring chemists to exploit their petroleum in every aspect they could for maximizing as many profits as they can on various products derived from petroleum, including modern medicine. And in addition to that, IBM, talking about China and all the building up China and sending out all our manufacturing and all that. When I worked at IBM in East Fishkill back in the day, when it was about 12,000 people on site, we were leading cutting-edge technology for semiconductor activity. And I was R&D. I first got hired as a chemist for 2 years in photolithography. Cancer City. That's all it is. Constant exposure to lethal chemicals that cause cancer. And then after 2 years, I got recruited into semiconductor engineering, master slice R&D. My whole career there was R&D. And for that interim of the last 10 and a half years before I quit, I was a troubleshooter, became a real big troubleshooter for R&D in that branch of work. So anyway, all that's Kansas City. I was working in manufacturing lines quite a bit, got to know a lot of manufacturing operators, helping them out over the years. And I used to tell them, because at our department meetings, we were told that everything's safe. You know, the environment, internal working environment in the lines and all that is safe. It's not dangerous. So I used to tell them, it's all highly dangerous. It's very toxic. They're lying to us. You got to protect yourself. And they're like, how? And I said, well, with herbs. But this is early 80s. And so who knew about herbs? You know, who's talking herbs back then? It was a foreign, it wasn't in their dictionary. And so unfortunately, after I quit, and I knew how to protect myself, I came out of that career clean as a whistle. Towards the latter 90s, keeping in touch with some friends still working there, I would hear about manufacturing operators that I knew that died of cancer in their late 30s, early 40s. By the end of the 90s, IBM got sued for billions, and this lawsuit they lost. They never lost a lawsuit ever. They lost this one because of losing employees to cancer. That's one another reason why they went to Red China and these other third world countries where they don't care about not only the environment or anything, the working conditions, but the people themselves. Making chips a lot of people die making chips. Now it's going robotic, not so much. But back in the day, that's what was happening.
Michael, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We have a break. Be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard. And we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extendovite. All right, we are back. Jim, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 20th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. These images that we've got on my website, they're from many of them from massively popular movies and television shows. Images of continents that have different coastlines, new coastlines. People are shocked. When I show these images at public venues where I have a speaking engagement, people are shocked to see these images. And it's our project. One human being cannot possibly watch the hundreds of thousands of hours of movies and TV shows that go back more than 60 years. But all of us together can have and locate and find these images. When you find one, get that screen capture to me. You get your choice of any of my 5 DVDs. And we still need a nice crystal clear image of the map from NCIS, the TV show NCIS. The map is on the wall of the director's office. It's got a gold frame. It's got its own light on it. We need a nice sharp image of that. It has not yet been located. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. Energy cleaners will help you. If you have arthritis pain, everybody with arthritis pain that's used an energy cleaner has got relief, without exception. What are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. $285 should be included to American zip codes. And keep in mind, This should give you some peace of mind. I offer, for me to you personally, a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. So, yes, it will work. If you fall into the 1% of the population that doesn't, box it up, ship it back, I refund your money. You can place your order for the energy cleaner and the mattress pad to go with it at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or money order. My address is there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Or you can call my toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say it again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we've got another caller on hold here. We got Dennis in Wisconsin. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, John and Jim. I'm due for a post-biopsy conference on next Tuesday, and I'd like to know an alternate place to go, you know, in Mexico. I've always intended to do that, and how can I find out the right spot?
John, I don't know offhand.
Go ahead. I got unplugged.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
John, I do not have a specific place. I don't have my notes with me. Do you have a place to refer him?
I got unplugged just as he was finishing up his question. What are you looking for, Dennis, specifically?
Well, alternate treatment to whatever they're going to suggest on Tuesday to me for a post-biopsy conference. I don't know if I have cancer or not yet. You know, and I'd
so
like
you,
to have
Dennis,
a, you, know,
you have not had any treatment yet, then?
That is correct.
Right. And can right. I ask, to be personal, but what kind of cancer are they talking about and what tests are they using?
Well, it's prostate. I had a tough time. I couldn't urinate, so they catheterized me. And so I've been like that for a couple of weeks now. So. But I want to have
Okay. Stop right there. Did they give you a PSA test?
Yes, they did.
Okay, what were your results?
It was 19.
And what was it a year ago? Normal?
They tell me it was like 1.
Yeah, okay. Stop right there. The PSA test, the way it should be interpreted according to the rules, using it as a diagnosis for cancer, is that it has to be a very gradual increase over a period of 3 years. You have a jump in the PSA reading, and that indicates an infection. So you are a victim of the misinterpretation of the PSA test to begin with. There's a good possibility that even if they diagnose you with cancer, that's what they did to me, exactly the same thing. And the doctors are told to do this. I don't know why. And
we know why, Jim. It's because of money. The exact same thing happened to my brother a few months ago.
I know lots of people. I know people that have gone through treatment and surgery and then claim they're in remission when they never had anything in the first place. So I would suggest, first of all, find a doctor, possibly an older one, and go get a second opinion. That's your right as a patient or a client, whatever you want to call yourself, and get a second opinion. But that's a classic misreading of the PSA test. And of course, I'm not a doctor. What you would need is somebody else. And, you know, there's a possibility in there that you might have some cancerous issues. Did they do a biopsy?
Yes, they did.
And what did that turn out to be?
Well, that's what I'm going to find out on Tuesday. But I want to have some sort of a backup plan for myself, you know, to go to Mexico. I'm convinced of doing that. So could I call John later on today, maybe get a referral in that regard?
Sure, that's no problem.
You know, the name of a place, John, is what I'm really looking for, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah, but you might be looking at what I got, just to explain, is a prescription for, and I don't know what it was, so I can't tell you. It was a long time ago, about 8-9 years ago. And it was a prescription for an infection, and the doctor told me this is 3 months. Start taking it. You will feel relief in about a week, which I did. And I didn't have a problem with urinating. I just had like some kind of pain or a problem like that. And within a week, it went away, and I kept taking the prescription, which was the classic issue. You don't stop taking the prescription until the doctor, you know, it has run its course. And so I took it for 3 months, and I've been fine ever since. I never had cancer, and I did have an infection. And the pills that I took care of the infection. And I'm not a doctor, so I can't tell you you don't have cancer, but you may not need the treatment at all for cancer. But as John said, you should be, because of your, obviously, if you're having infections, your immune system is probably run down for whatever reason. You know, start eating right. In the Durazno, John might be able to help you locate where you can get that.
Well, I got it right here in front of me. The name of the hospital is Oasis of Hope. They've been around for 55 years. They have a toll-free telephone number. That's 888-500-4673. I say again, 888-500-4673. This is the hospital that's mentioned in the free download that I mentioned from that's on my website for the protocol.
And where are they located, John?
Or Tijuana, right across the border from San Diego there.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to know. Thank you, both of you. You're both you're lifesavers anyway, in many regards.
Well, Dennis, don't be a stranger. When you're going through this process, give us a report as you're going through it, if you would. We'd appreciate it.
I will indeed.
Dennis,
I didn't know
Dennis,
you were on this topic.
It's also, when you get there, they do a cleansing with fruit and juices, etc. So it's like a complete program, and it might be good for you to do it anyway, even
absolutely.
If you turned out
like
not to have a positive diagnosis.
Say again, Dennis.
Is this Gerson at all? Yeah, is this associated with the Gerson people at all?
Not you know, necessarily Gerson, the people, but these protocols all have a lot of similarities to the Gerson diet, right?
Oh, very well. Okay. Yes, as I say, thank you both. You're lifesavers. This is providential that you're discussing this for my basis today, so I thank you very much in that regard.
You're welcome, Dennis. Don't be a stranger. Let us know how you progress, please.
Yeah, and there are lots,
yes,
believe me. if we took a percentage, I'd say between 2 and 5% of people listening, if they don't have a situation similar, that they're already in treatment of some kind or are going to the doctor for some kind of cancer issue, they know somebody that is in that situation. And that
Absolutely.
Would raise the percentage to probably 20%. So,
well, one of the doctors I work with, Jim, he says that even the biopsy can't frequently, about half the time, can't tell the difference between cancer cells and a fungal infection. They are so similar that even the laboratories can't tell the difference.
Yeah, and John, that's what something I was going to say. A lot of the people with cancer have serious fungus. It's like a tree with a fungus in it, literally, and they are taking these massively heavy drugs to cure the fungus. And of course, that's killing their immune system, and that's the right. immune system is what they need. And they're terribly acidic. And so, this fungus is just raging in their body, and they're taking heavy drugs that just destroying their immune system instead of bringing back a balance. And so, it's like curing a fire with spraying gasoline on it.
Absolutely. Jim, we got another caller on hold here. We got Bill in Ohio. Good morning, Bill.
Bill? This is Dave in Southern California.
Oh,
what did
oh okay. Well, David, go ahead.
I had the PSA about 10 years ago, and they tell you, like, if you're healthy, your results should be between 0 and 6. That's the normal range. Now,
0.6. 0.6, just to clarify that. It's 0.6. Zero and 0.6.
Okay, all right. Fine. But there used to be a host on Sunday mornings named Bruce McCarthy, and his PSA was 2,600. And once he went off the air, I don't think he lasted more than about 2 months after that before they announced his passing. Now, there's a group called the Cancer Control Society based in Los Angeles, and they have a cancer control convention that they hold at the Sheraton Universal in Universal City Labor Day weekend, and that's a clearinghouse for all kinds of stuff. I don't know how far away from L.A. he is, but that's a good thing to look into. Plus, one of the things I learned about at their convention is that there's a bus tour of the various clinics around Tijuana. You can get on the bus and go down to Tijuana and go from place to place and find out what's available, because there's a lot going on down there that you just don't hear much about.
That's good information. I've got their website in front of me, and they mentioned, looks like there's a list of seven clinics that they, hospitals and clinics, including Oasis of Hope. That's good information.
Well, there's another thing. I don't know if this guy is even, I think he died, but there's a guy in, he lived in Asheville, North Carolina, and his site was called Beating Cancer Gently, and he took it upon himself after his wife died of ovary cancer, that he collected cheap but effective cures for various kinds of cancer, and his list was like 115 different items. That was years ago. So if that's still going, beatingcancergently.com, that might help too.
Okay. That's great information, David. Anything else?
Yeah. The thing is, let's just talk a little bit about causes of cancer. When people take a drink out of the faucet, that's one of the biggest causes of cancer and bad health. The stuff that's coming out of the water system, the public water system, people think, if you called your local municipality and asked them about water quality, they will tell you they meet all federal standards, which is a joke. And most of them don't even test the water to the standards. What I found out is if they're supposed to record every month, they record every 3 months, maybe, and just fill in the as if they took the tests. But secondly, the food and, you know, Monsanto and chemicals in food in the United States, the rise in cancer is a one-to-one correlation with chemicals in food, herbicides and pesticides and growth agents, et cetera, and
glyphosate.
The lack of food.
Glyphosate.
Glyphosates, exactly, which is another big topic. Monsanto is being purchased by Bayer. The Trade Commission is allowing this to go on, and this gives three companies now in the world, one company in China, DuPont, which is combining with Dow Chemical. That's the second largest, and then Monsanto is being purchased by Bayer, the aspirin company. And so I would suggest boycotting any Bayer products. Just let them have it. Don't buy anything from Bayer. Just, you know, forget it. You do this kind of thing, you take on Monsanto as a company, I'm not going to buy a Bayer aspirin, you know, if my life depended on it. So, you know, show these companies that the chemical poisoning of the public is not an option. I know many farmers who have died young because of handling of the materials necessary in today's modern agriculture. It's very common for farmers to die very young from cancer.
Well, they don't know the dangers, and they don't wear protective equipment to protect themselves, so they do get cancer and die. Jim, we got another call on hold here, and we got a break coming up. Bill in Ohio. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Just wanted to make a comment. There's a couple things. One of them is Outsmart Your Cancer by Tanya Harder Pierce. That's a book. She also has a website as of a couple years ago. And the other one is Young Living Essential Oils that has a clinic in Ecuador, and they actually treat you intravenously with essential oils, which you're not allowed to do here in the land of the free.
Yeah, that's why I used to sell Young Living. I stopped when they changed their marketing program, but they moved out of the country a number of years ago, and also they had a lot of theft of their products, of their formulas by other unscrupulous companies. But it might be good, John, to put that on your list too.
Okay, sounds good. We have a break. Bill, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar?
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here on Wednesday, the 20th of June, visiting with Professor James Mechanic. Jim, do you have any? We got about 3 minutes here. Any updates we need to hear about? Any progress on your book, for example, or what's going on with the Nazca lines or the wing generator? 3 minutes.
Let's see. Tomorrow night I'll be talking about illegal immigration. Nothing strikingly new on the fronts you were talking about there. But right now there's a massive movement in Washington. And the issue is they're trying to publicize, and if you've seen news at all, they're trying to give you this bleeding heart, oh, they're taking kids away from their families. 300% increase in drug trafficking, gangs using kids, kidnapping kids in Mexico or Central America and bringing them to the United States, a lot of them teenage girls to be put into sex trafficking in the United States. And that's what they're calling taking kids away from their families. The news media is so corrupt, and they're trying to put this on Trump. Trump did not create any of the laws. Congress has to create the laws, and that's why they're there today. But in many, many, in fact, probably 90% of the cases, these kids are being taken away from people who are going to bring them into a life of horror. And so once they get the kids separated, then they realize that they did not belong. And so they're not separating families. They're saving the vast majority of these kids from a life of hell. So don't let the liberal news media fool you on this one and try and put it on Trump, because Trump did not invent any of these laws. And because of the huge increase in people coming across with kids, because they think they can get into this country if they have a kid with them, and they're finding the vast majority of those kids are not family at all. So anything, you can see how they'll say anything to try and damage Trump. They even have
the Pope on CNN
weighing in on this, saying that it's immoral. These policies were in place before Trump. And the horror of these kids being kidnapped and drug into human trafficking, you know, I'm sorry, Mr. Pope, but you're wrong. You know, don't give me the bleeding heart. Oh, Trump is breaking up families. Most of these are not families.
Well, the government's looking at doing DNA testing to determine if these children actually are the children of the people that are being arrested. But the point that needs to be emphasized from my perspective of working with this judicial system for 40 years, anybody arrested anywhere in this country, they don't go to jail with their children. If a bank robber is arrested in New York, they don't put the children in jail with the bank robber. If somebody's arrested for stealing a car in California, they don't put the car thief in jail with their children. And if you're arrested coming into this country illegally, they don't put you in jail with your children. We don't put children in jail. We have set aside special protected areas that children don't have to be in jail with their parents. That's what we do. That's the right thing to do. That's the proper thing to do. We don't put children in jail, which I don't see an alternative. They're going to have family shelters so the criminals charged with crimes can have their children with them. That's what's being advocated, Jim.
We don't do that for American bank robbers. Look, the Robert Mueller investigation is no longer in the news because of the IG report and understanding that that's going to die. So this is the new mantra to try and get Trump.
Well, a car thief in Chicago doesn't get a special family jail for him and his children to be together. Why should we do that for people who aren't even Americans? It's insane. Jim, thank you, sir. I'll have you back next Wednesday. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Okay, top of the hour break. We'll be back with J.R. Nyquist, Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned. Bye. Bye.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.